Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, para pekerja kemanusiaan Australia telah dikerahkan ke luar negeri untuk pertama kalinya setelah lebih dari setengah dievakuasikan ke Australia karena wabah COVID-19. Mereka membantu dengan pelacakan kontak serta mengajar pekerja kesehatan untuk menggunakan peralatan perlindungan dan teknik pembersihan untuk melindungi diri dari infeksi. Berikut ini informasi tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Lucy Marie untuk SBS News. Seorang ahli epidemiologi, Chitsa Machinkaitse dari Melbourne telah mendarat di Papua Nugini, di mana ia memberikan nasihat tim kontak COVID-19.
I work closely with the team, the surveillance team here at the National Command Center, and essentially work with the people that do the case investigations, receive the list of contacts, and essentially work with teams that will routinely check in on the contacts while they do their 14-day quarantine period.
Pekerja perawatan kesehatan yang berpengalaman itu telah bekerja dari rumah selama 3 bulan, yang merupakan suatu yang membuatnya sangat frustrasi.
I watched the outbreak start and peak, and I really wasn't out in the field at that time, so it was very hard to sit on my hands, so to speak. I love the work, it's what I love to do, so I was very excited to be getting back out into the field.
Sementara itu, untuk seorang penduduk Sydney dan juga perawat, AB Peacock-Smith, keputusan untuk kembali ke lapangan tidak begitu mudah.
I think when you go to work in crisis areas or challenged environments or different contexts, you really value that ability of what home is, and you know that home's there, and so whatever happens, you'll be able to go back there really easily, and to, I guess it's leave Australia when you know that it's not so easy to just jump on a plane like we always have, should the need arise or should you want to be there, then that's a little bit more disconcerting.
Papua Nugini hanya memiliki 11 kasus virus corona sejauh ini, namun itu bukan berarti negara tersebut tanpa tantangan.
The government acted incredibly quickly and put restrictions in place, and then I think there's a lot of fear that they need to come back again should we start getting larger numbers. And I think that really affects a lot of people because for many, many people in PNG, they earn their income and support families in quite simple measures. So simple marketing, trading or small businesses. So when the restrictions were in place, then it really does affect a huge number of people.
Peacock-Smith mengatakan tantangan terbesar bagi para pekerja perawat kesehatan di negara itu adalah menyeimbangkan kebutuhan menjaga jarak sosial dengan budaya di sana.
I think it really goes against a lot of the things that are what I would say is kind of the bones of Papua New Guinean culture for centuries. So, you know, it's a culture that really prides itself and is really used to having big family gatherings, large households, big community gatherings, and really strong social bonds. So to ask people to suddenly not do those things has been really difficult for a lot of people here. And it is one of our greatest challenges is, you know, trying to potentially say to people, you know, stay at home and isolate. That concept is an incredibly challenged one when you're talking about communities or talking to people that live in big households, you know, with sometimes up to 12, 14, 20 people, and then sometimes more.
Abby Peacock-Smith dan Chitsa Machinkaitse dikirim dengan pendanaan dari Departemen Luar Negeri. Seorang juru bicara mengatakan kepada SBS News, dana sebesar $280 juta telah dialihkan dari program pembangunan internasional yang ada di Australia untuk memberikan tanggapan langsung terhadap COVID-19. Australia telah menyampaikan sekitar 170 ribu pasokan medis yang penting ke negara Pulau Pasifik, termasuk respirator, masker bedah, termometer, dan alat pengujian. Dan Anda dapat mengikuti informasi terkini tentang virus corona dalam bahasa Anda di situs web sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.